This is Dr. Taklam. I'm the clinic patient that was seen on the 21st of January 2013. Patient's name is Kathy Williams. Mrs. Williams was seen for a follow-up visit on the 21st of January 2013. She was accompanied by her by her caseworker, period. We had a lengthy discussion with this patient. The patient continues to complain of neck pain and lower back pain, which radiates down to the right lower extremities with numbness sensation. She also has problems with her balance. She tells me that something is ringing in her head and moving in her head, period. The patient has been seen by a neurologist in the past, and the neurologist had advised her to be seen by a psychiatrist, period. I've suggested the patient should have a MRI of the brain, and I have asked if the caseworker could, again, have her be seen by a neurologist for further evaluation of these symptoms that she's having in her head and also her with her balance, period. The patient still having difficulties walking. She tends to lose her balance rather very easily. She has to hold onto the wall while she's walking, period. The neck and head pain, she also complains having headaches on a regular basis and pain in her neck and back. The physical exam revealed the patient has left wing time. She's afebrile. Her vital signs are stable, medical stable. She's walking with a rather poor, unstable gait. She tends to veer from side to side as she's walking. She's holding onto the wall, period. Straight leg is very positive on the right lower extremities, radiating down to the right foot, with numbness, tingling sensations, and paresthesias, period. Cervical swelling test for equivocal, period. Gait is unpredictable, period. Assessment is chronic neck and back pain with poor balance and unpredictable gait. Neuropathic pain, also headache on a consistent basis. Myofascial pain and lumbar radiculopathy involving the right lower extremity, period. The recommendation for this patient is, number one, the patient should be seen by neuro-ophthalmologist regarding her vision and balance problems that she's having, since she's complaining of blurry vision, too, period. Number two, the patient should be seen by a neurologist for the symptoms that she's having in her head, such as the ringing in the head or the movement types of sensation that she feels in her head, period. The patient will continue medication as prescribed. She will continue exercise program. She will need still an attending care. The patient is prone to fall and hurt herself, and therefore we have suggested that she should continue home exercise program and also attending care at home, period. I'll see the patient in 4 weeks for this consultation. Thank you very much.